It's a delightfully twisted music experiment. Get a bunch of rock and roll warriors to spend a week at a ranch in the desert in California. Encourage them to write songs and play together. Capture the results. Josh Homme, the frontman of Queens of the Stone Age, has been hosting these retreats since 1997. Among the guests this time, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Les Claypool of Primus, and Stella Mozgawa of Warpaint. The highlights have been released as Desert Sessions Volumes 11 and 12. Tom Moon has our review.
Josh Homme has been making records for a long time. And he's tried just about everything to cultivate a vibe in the recording studio. He says his favorite method involves getting strangers together in the middle of the desert. The remote location encourages musicians to shed their professional armor and try things they wouldn't under normal circumstances.
She don't like me answer the phone. And I don't like her to leave me alone.
Playing for fun. Like in the garage when you're first starting out. Even a longtime arena-dwelling professional like Billy Gibbons, who's approaching age 70, gets it.
We like the way we move together.
The credits offer clues about what goes on at Rancho de la Luna. In addition to drums on that track, Carla Azar plays quote-unquote hand boop-boop synth. Meanwhile, Stella Mozgawa plays stand-up chimes and room service trays. In other words, stakes are low. Nobody gets blamed if a song flames out. They just go outside, watch the sunset, and then try something else.
New age, burning of a page, a brand new dream to sail. Ain't far from who you really are, and it's just as well. You laugh for the honey, you laugh for the wealth, you lie to each other, ain't gonna lie to myself.
And that leads to something else. Josh Homme says he thinks about intangibles, like chemistry, when he's putting together the crew of well-known and unknown musicians. He sees himself less as conductor than facilitator, and he describes the interaction as quote-unquote borrowing friction from each other. You can hear that in his vocal on this track. Previous Desert Sessions went heavy on prog rock jams. This one is more focused on songs. The group chemistry changes from track to track. Nothing feels overworked or overthought. The musicians sound like they're discovering the songs as they go along. They're not trying too hard to make magic happen, and that's precisely why magic happens.
That was Desert Sessions Volumes 11 and 12. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.